This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. Oh my God, it's Friday. There's been a lot going on this morning, so I haven't really gotten to focus all my energy into my Friday party attitude. But that all changes now with the music news.
Okay,
let's
good.
Rock out for the weekend.
All right.
Woo! It's very exciting. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We're teamed up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. We've done this for years now, and this year, of course, the event's going virtual. So we are going to help raise funds for first responders. Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. You can complete, have a month to complete the challenge, September 11th to October 11th, 2020, radioalice.com/SFStairClimb. All the info is there. We're going to start with the ice cream man. I'm your ice cream man. Catch me when I'm stopping by. Apparently, the song that ice cream trucks play is racist. So I did not
heard
know this.
That now.
Yes,
I did not know that for 51 years. But in my 51st year, I have now heard that that's the case. And I didn't research it, so I can't say that that's true or false.
Well, I've got a little research for you. This is the ice cream. Don't play it. It's racist. Turn it off. It's called Turkey in the Straw. And it is the song. It's a, you know, I'm sure other guys have a different song. Who knows what they programmed their machine to play. Maybe these days with all the sound system advances we have, they're playing some Rush. I don't know. Rush to the truck. It is a song that you are familiar with, though, if you were ever a child. Many of us were. The problem is that racist roots, it goes back to minstrel shows in the 1800s where people would perform it in blackface, and some versions even had a bunch of racist lyrics. I don't know any of the lyrics, and I don't want to know. I think that song, if it's racist, it should die a quick death. So Good Humor, the ice cream man, teamed up with RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan, and they have come up with a new song.
Cool.
It's a new ice cream truck jingle. RZA says, "We wanted to make a melody that includes all communities, that's good for every driver, every kid, and I'm proud to say for the first time in a long time, a new ice cream truck jingle will be made available to trucks all across the country in perpetuity. And that means forever. You know what I mean? Like Wu-Tang's forever." So here we go. We're about to hear the brand new Good Humor truck and all trucks.
The song that will bring kids running from wherever they are in their playtime days.
They hear this.
They run from mom and dad to get money, and they run right out the door to the ice cream truck. Right, let's hear it. I love it. It's perfect. Done.
It's darling, isn't it?
Yep,
I really expected to be surprised by it, but that is absolutely. I'm surprised by how perfect that is. What a delightful little jingle jangle to call you out to the ice cream man. The kids might not know what it is at first, but now that you've heard it, you'll be able to tell them. So goodbye, Turkey in the Straw. There's your new ice cream truck theme. Okay, now it's time for other new music.
All right.
We heard the new Miley Cyrus song. I was talking to Jane, as we do,
and she
was telling me how much she loves the Twilight series, of course. She's Team Edward all the way. She was saying that I think it's called Midnight Sky. I don't have it right in front of me, but the new Miley Cyrus song came out last night at 9 o'clock. We immediately added it. You'll be hearing it all over the place on the Alice, and you can compare it to the Stevie Nicks song that it sounds
That's
like.
Correct.
I like that she does
Midnight
sort of
Sky.
Okay, flash. She's a few of her songs have been very flashbacky. You know, they sound kind of old school.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. There it is. Ooh, ooh, shed ooh, just like
yeah, now I only hear that.
Well, anyway, it's a new song from Miley, and she does like a flavor of the olden days. Gloria Estefan, speaking of the olden days, Gloria Estefan, and I guess it's just her. It doesn't say Miami Sound Machine. It's 14 samba-flavored versions of her classic songs, including Conga, Rhythm Is Gonna Get You, all the hits, plus 4 new songs. So if you were like, wow, you know what I really wish? That these had more of a samba feel, these songs from Gloria Estefan. Today is your lucky day. Give me a little taste of one of the ones we know, though, Brittany, like an old hit.
Oh, I don't know what you know.
Oh, how about Rhythm Is Gonna Get You?
hold on, give me a second. I didn't pull that one. I'll start with Here We Are. Everything you do to me is gonna feel so right.
Baby, when you love me, I feel like I could cry. Okay, that's terrible. Sorry, Gloria, but I don't like that one. See if you can find, isn't that one? Come, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't enjoy yourself any longer. Feel
the rhythm. Isn't it called The Rhythm Is Gonna Get You?
Is that the one or is that conga? The rhythm
I don't know.
Is gonna get you. Rhythm is
Sounds
gonna
like
get
knows. You. Do you know Nicole?
Rhythm is gonna get you.
That's the only Gloria Estefan song I know is Rhythm Is Gonna Get
yeah,
You.
Yeah, I don't know
Rhythm
a lot
is
of
gonna get you.
Music.
Yeah, give me that one. Let me see if that's the one I'm thinking of.
Let me jump ahead a bit.
Okay. Okay, it sounds a little different. I can hear that. All right, so this new Gloria Estefan album is called Brazil 305. I feel like we get it. Anybody else want more?
Like, just no, thanks.
Certainly available. I know Brynn probably spent a lot of time pulling. Okay. Next up. Mac Miller, his estate, I should say, because he didn't do anything. He passed
right,
away.
He's passed away, right.
There is a 10th anniversary re-release of Kids, K-I-D-S, all with, you know, in capitals with a dot, a period after each of those. It includes 2 unreleased songs. I was unaware, completely unaware of Mac Miller until Ariana Grande came into my life. So I probably have never heard any of these songs. But there are 2 previously unreleased songs on this reissue. So if you're a big Mac Miller fan, this might be something you want to pick up or stream. As the case may be. So what did you grab off the new-ish Mac Miller?
Here's Get 'Em Up. Yeah, so can I have a moment of silence for anyone who's gone from the coldness of violence? And I know you want to see me go to college, but I'm sorry, I don't think that I'm going to make it. Because this world is mine for the taking. So when I get famous, they going to know what your name is. And no one understand what the pain is. And how the blood run numb where my veins is. I'd like to thank you, because you made me a man. Told me
how old was he when he died? Like, how old is a 10-year-old album from Mac Miller? Is he a guy who was 30 or was he 25 or like, is he a 15-year-old in this? He sounds really young.
He was 26 when he died.
Oh, so he, well, okay.
In 2018.
Oh. So maybe he was older, 18. I don't know. Math is hard. Was that one of the unreleased songs?
You know, I'm not sure which ones were released or what's
right,
new.
Right.
Just because I don't
all right, give me one more of those. That's, you know. It's not really my kind of
rhymes.
Music, but
here is Poppy. Big boy, I'm always on the move. When you grinding all the time, there's a lot to do. That's why I got Q, because he keep me on the routine. I be too skeed, trying to kick it like Bruce Lee. Clean shoes, boy, no
that's a good
feet.
One.
And I'm never in the car with only 2 seats. I got a whip full of people all fresh, call them 10 deep.
That sounds exactly like that other song, but maybe I just don't know the nuances.
I don't like it, but I, you know, you don't want to say anything bad about someone who's passed, but I don't think that's that great.
Well, look, it's not for you, that's all.
Right.
You know, I'm sure there are people out there right now losing their minds. Oh my God, two new songs from Mac Miller. I know how I'm spending my weekend learning every rhyme. Is that how people sound when they like Mac Miller?
I don't know. I don't know.
I had a little giggle at this one, too. It's kind of like a throwback day, I guess. Bruce Hornsby has a record out. This is his 22nd album.
Wow.
Yeah. He's been quietly continuing to crank out the non-hits for all these years. The name of the record is Non-Secure Connection. It features a very varied cast of characters, collaborators. A guy from The Shins, James Mercer.
I like them.
The late Leon Russell. Didn't Leon Russell just die? And, of course, his band, The Noisemakers. What did you grab off the brand new, hot and happening Bruce Hornsby record? Oh, and what was his hit? What was the... He had a hit, like, I want to say in the 80s?
Walking in Memphis.
I thought that was... Is that him? Okay, great.
That, I don't know. I just guessed.
I do know that
one. That was the only thing that came to mind, and I guessed it.
How about The Way It Is? No?
Oh, that's just The Way It Is.
Oh, right.
Did he do Walking in Memphis, though?
Let me
check. He might have done that. They might have had two hits. I might be wrong. Two hits. I think that's Mark Cohn.
You're correct, Sarah. That's Mark Cohn.
Oh!
But... I can't. I can totally see why you would have confused those two. Aren't they kind of the same guy?
I don't know. Twins separated at birth. Whatever.
All right. So there's the hit. In case you didn't remember who Bruce Hornsby was. Yes. No. They're great. Those are good songs.
My resolve. I've been drawn to this life. I'm downwind and high on a survival.
That's a very nice song. It's very, I guess, I think if you are, if you're still a Bruce Hornsby fan, you'll probably be very happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely non-offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's delightfully executed. It sounds great. I don't know where that gets played, but I guess it gets played on people's home devices.
Well, listen, you know, I'll tell you something, and I'm not defending or you know, I'm just saying, I drove cross country one time, and I didn't know that John Cougar Mellencamp or John Mellencamp or whatever he goes by, that guy gets played in the middle of the country twice an hour every hour.
Yeah.
So there are places that we don't normally go to where they've got hits and they're huge and you go, wow, who knew?
The new Bruce Hornsby, who knew? 22 records in, here we go. Another hot hit from Bruce.
Right. I didn't hear the guy from The Shins in any of that, though. And
no.
What I know of him is he's got a beautiful high voice, falsetto or whatever you call it.
Maybe
that.
He's doing the harmonies on that or something.
Maybe.
Is he all over the record or did he just do one song? James Mercer's the guy's name. Is there any way to find that out, Bryn?
Let me check.
All right. We're going to take a moment here and check on the new Bruce Hornsby record, everyone.
What's this record called again?
It's called Non-Secure Connection. We're having a really dig. That is, in fact, the subtitle of today's show. It's a Non-Secure Connection.
Yeah, it doesn't say he's featuring on anything. Like, it doesn't actually state it on the
So maybe he's just hanging out on the right. Maybe that was him doing some of those harmonies. Those harmonies, lush, beautiful.
Killer.
You know?
Do you want to hear a strange one? It's called Porn Hour.
Yeah. Oh, all Porn Hour. This is Bruce Hornsby's Daily 1 o'clock?
I guess so.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Of course. Sure. Good.
DVD's the cloud. What's next? Next big thing when this one's through. Will be huge if it's got sex.
Because of the mighty porn flick, innovation of the internet, driven by a couple on a film set. We thank the hard boys and the naked girls for the coming of our beautiful cyber world.
It's so weird.
It's awesome. This is the best thing he's ever done.
Make new friends on porn star chats.
On porn star chats. Oh my god.
Oh,
all the big boob sites.
That's great. At least he's telling the truth, you know, for once. This is fantastic. Now people know. Sex drives everything. Surprise.
Duh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm excited. By now, I actually am like, well, Bruce, way to go. Sounds like he's having a little fun. His 22nd album, Non-Secure Connection, is out. And I mean, you know, I don't mean to disparage him in any way. Like, that was, I thought that song was really pretty. It just was somewhat unremarkable. That song, though, woo, that's a hit. Jane, start playing that. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. That'll be Vinny's favorite song before you know it.
Sure.
All right. Now, there were a bunch of other new releases today. Tons of them. Lots of country stuff and a few things that were like debut records. So I set Bryn on it, but I know that your time was truncated today.
I pulled
so
a few. Okay. I like Kane Brown. He's a country dude. And he actually has a song that features Sway Lee.
Oh.
Which is a trip. Here, I'll just play it for you.
Okay, great.
Here it is. It's called Be Like That.
I might be better on my own. I hate you blowing up my phone. I wish I never met your ass. Sometimes it be like that, but I'm not myself. The night you're gone, there ain't no way I'm moving.
Not bad, right?
It's great.
Here's Sway Lee.
That's nice. I like that. And, you know, I wonder if that has anything to do with the Billy Ray Cyrus remix on, what was the song of the summer last year?
Lil Nas X?
Lil Nas X, yeah.
Old Town Road.
That's, you know, just sort of like an odd combo that totally worked. All right, so there's seven songs. Did you like anything else on that, or that was the only one from that one?
I did. I want to give you a reference of where you know Sway Lee from, though. What is it?
I see.
Time Ago?
I'm looking at what time it is. Go ahead, finish your thought.
Here's a reference of Sway Lee. He's from this song, if you don't remember.
That's
that same kid, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I like that. I love that. Like, I wish I'd never met you. That is Who hasn't had that feeling? Like, who gave you the key to my heart, and why can't I fight this? Oh.
I can't quit you. I wish I never
it's
met
terrible.
You. Yeah.
Oh man.
That's Post Malone's
Sunflower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. There you go. There's a little taste of what's new out there today, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
I got a little science news. I'll get to that pink taser story I missed last time, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.